Pour Me Into You by Ecstasis Wings. Read by Mist Marauder. This is part 2 of the Melt series. Eddie lasts a few weeks after the first time, before the itch under his skin starts getting to be too much. The little things pile up. A few calls at work going south, with patients lost that they should have been able to save. He cancels his credit card because he forgot that he gave it to Christopher for something, and then didn't recognize a charge which throws all of his automatic payments off. Just one thing after another, and it winds him up tighter and tighter. He knows what would help, and he knows now that he can ask, that it'll be fine if he does. But every time he thinks he's going to? First, there's a mudslide that keeps them busy for a couple days. And then, Buck is called up to an LAFD wildfire strike team that he agreed to join before they got together. And then, school is starting up again, and when they're not at work, Eddie is busy making sure Christopher has everything he needs, and going to PTA meetings and back to school nights. And even when Buck is there, even on the nights they're falling asleep together, and the mornings they wake up in each other's arms, it doesn't feel like they have time. But Christ, he wants so much. His skin feels too tight for his body, his muscles overly tense. He just needs a day, an hour. Hell, he'll take a minute of being out of his head, out of his body, out of control. They do try to keep things professional at work. It's part of the deal they made when they got together to keep from being reassigned. After signing about 1 million HR forms, they looked Bobby in the eye and swore up, down, and sideways that they would be at least as responsible as they always were before. But sometimes... Eddie shoves Buck up against the shelves in the supply closet and nips hard at his neck. Buck bites off a moan as his hands fall to Eddie's hips to tug him closer. He still has his gloves on, and the stiff black fabric scrapes over Eddie's skin when Buck's fingers dip under his shirt. Eddie muffles his own sound by kissing Buck, licking into his mouth and sucking on his tongue as heat sparks down his spine. They really shouldn't be doing this, not when the alarm could go off at any time. But the first few hours of the shift had been call after call of intensely focused work, and Buck had looked... His hands shake as he rips open Buck's shirt, never more grateful that their uniforms have snap closures. And Buck breaks the kiss, panting as his head falls against the shelf behind him. Jesus. Buck catches his wrists firmly. Eddie, we shouldn't... Fuck. Eddie's forehead drops to Buck's shoulder as their hips collide. Buck's hard where he's pressed against Eddie's thigh, and Eddie can't quite stop himself from seeking out friction. Buck swears again under his breath, and releases Eddie's wrists in favor of threading his fingers through Eddie's hair, and tugging, just enough to make Eddie's eyes flutter. Oh, that's... That's... The sting of pleasure pain lights up every nerve ending, sparks jumping along his skin as he exhales roughly. Yes. You really need this, huh? Buck asks, hushed and a little awed. What's got you all keyed up? Eddie tries to kiss him again, but Buck's fingers tighten in his hair until Eddie hisses, shivering. I've been thinking about when you... Eddie coughs as he flushes hot, grateful for the darkness of the space. A few weeks ago, and earlier you looked... It reminded me. I see. Buck's voice is low and pleased, and he dips his head to drag his mouth along Eddie's jaw. Well, we definitely can't do anything like that here, but... In a split second, he has their positions reversed. Eddie with his back against the shelves. And then, Buck drops to his knees, his teeth flashing bright in the dark as he looks up with a wicked grin. Let me take the edge off. Eddie inhales sharply as Buck fumbles with his zipper, bites his lip when Buck pulls his cock out. His head falls back as Buck's lips close around him. Buck's hands are firm around his hips as he keeps Eddie pinned against the shelves, and Eddie relishes the heat that slides down his spine at that strength. The grip. He cards his fingers through Buck's hair, and Buck hums around his cock. For once, Eddie's practice with being quiet comes in handy, because he chokes back the louder sounds that threaten to escape. Extremely aware of the fact that anyone could try the door at any moment. And there's a whole shift of other firefighters right outside. Fuck. It makes him dizzy just thinking about it. How they would look to someone walking through the door. Buck on his knees, the seams of his uniform pants practically gasping for mercy around his thighs. Biceps straining his sleeves as he keeps Eddie pinned and swallows him down. Buck. Buck pulls off of him with a filthy pop, his tongue sweeping over his lower lip as he meets Eddie's eyes. I think you should tell me what exactly you've been thinking about, he says quietly, his voice a husky rasp. While I try to make you come before the alarm goes off again. Eddie swears under his breath and closes his eyes as Buck licks teasingly over the head of his cock. This, he chokes out breathlessly. That is, when you said you wanted. You said next time.
I was going to fuck that pretty mouth of yours. While you're all tied up and can't touch.
Buck hums and takes him deep again. One of his hands moves from Eddie's hip to circle the wrist of the hand that isn't in his hair. It feels like the ghost of silken rope pressing into his skin and grounding him.
You were so good for me, knowing exactly what I needed, and I'm...
Buck sucks hard as his grip tightens around Eddie's wrist, and Eddie shudders and comes down Buck's throat. He sags against the shelves and pulls at Buck's hair until Buck pushes himself off the floor to kiss him. Eddie catches Buck's lower lip between his teeth and tugs until a soft noise escapes Buck's throat. And then he presses up to kiss him properly. Soft and slick and breathless. The edge of desperation from before is gone. The tension is still there somewhere, lingering deep under his skin. But he's a little lighter, freer. Buck's shirt is still open as they trade lazy kisses there in the dark. But when Eddie slides his hands down Buck's chest, Buck pulls away and starts buttoning himself back up.
We really shouldn't, he laughs quietly. That was just for you. Later, though. Later?
He brings his hand up to Eddie's cheek. His thumb drags slowly across Eddie's lip. Eddie's breath catches. Buck clears his throat roughly as he steps away.
I'll see what I can do. After all, I did promise.
Eddie swallows hard. Tonight, Christopher has a sleepover, so we'll have the house to ourselves. Buck grins.
I have to stop by my place first, but
sure. Eddie steals one last kiss before Buck pushes him gently towards the door.
I'll just be a minute. I was going to restock the ambulance before someone distracted me.
Eddie flushes, but smiles as he looks down.
I could help, he offers.
Absolutely not. The rest of the shift is slow. The hours drag on with very few calls. The exact opposite of the morning. And really the exact opposite of what Eddie wants. With nothing major to distract him, all he can do is watch the clock. Each tick counting down the minutes until he can have Buck's hands on him again. Until they can be alone. Until... Buck presses him against the door of his truck when they finally get out to the parking lot, and kisses him with filthy intention. They only break apart at a loud wolf whistle.
Get a room, Hen calls from across the lot.
Chim has a hand slapped dramatically over his eyes and is leaning against her shoulder.
We're going, Buck yells back, as Eddie snickers and hides his face in Buck's chest.
When Buck turns back, his thumb sweeps over Eddie's cheek.
I'll see you soon.
Eddie shrugs, aiming for nonchalance despite the way his pulse is racing.
You have a key. I'll be home.
One last kiss, and then Buck is gone. Eddie showers when he gets home, throws on sweats and a loose shirt. For the first time, he curses the fact that he's been keeping relatively on top of housework, because the nervous energy buzzing through him could use an outlet. He reorganizes the bookshelves, and then puts them back the way they were originally. He throws a load of sheets and towels into the washing machine. He's in the kitchen washing the dishes in the sink from breakfast when Buck's key turns in the lock. Eddie shuts the faucet off and waits. Buck's arm wraps around his waist from behind, pulling Eddie back against his chest. Buck's free hand ghosts the line of his shoulder, then wraps around Eddie's throat. There's no pressure. Just the touch, but Eddie's knees get weak anyway. He grips the counter to steady himself.
Buck.
Eddie's eyes slide shut as Buck tips his head back and kisses his neck. His fingers around his throat tighten just a fraction, just enough for him to feel it. And the noise that rips out of him is high and needy.
Fuck.
Part of him thinks it shouldn't be so easy to shed control, to set it down, to let it fall away. But he sinks into Buck's warmth, and it sloughs off his shoulders in seconds.
That's it, sweetheart, Buck murmurs against his skin. That's better, isn't it?
Yes, God, yes.
You don't have to wait until you're all worked up to ask me for what you need.
His teeth scrape over Eddie's pulse point, followed by his tongue, and Eddie shivers.
I'll find the time. Now.
Buck drops his hand and spins Eddie around, stepping in to press him back against the counter and kiss him properly.
You still want this? He asks. Want me to...
His lips ghost over Eddie's jaw.
Tie you up? Put you on your knees and fuck your face?
Another shiver.
God,
Eddie almost wants to drop to his knees right there. He's always been a neat person. Even when he was a kid, it was always... Keep yourself clean. Don't make a mess. Don't come in the house like that. Comb your hair. Everything under the sun. And in the army, everything was short haircuts and sharp edges and pressed uniforms. Discipline and order. He knows how to gel his hair back to get through a shift without a strand falling out of place. He knows how to stay clean and orderly. He knows. But that's not what he needs. He wants mess. Buck's fingers twisting in his hair until anyone who glanced at him would know what he had been up to. Buck marking up his skin with his teeth and hands, branding him with touch. Watering eyes and sweat and he wants mess. Yes, he sighs, and Buck rewards him with a kiss. Go to the bedroom, strip for me, and kneel on the bed, Buck orders quietly. I'll be right there. Eddie nearly trips down the hallway on unsteady legs when Buck releases him. He strips quickly, leaving his clothes on the floor as he climbs onto the bed and gets comfortable. Waiting. The floor creaks a moment later, and then Buck appears in the doorway, dark eyes dragging over Eddie with a nearly tangible weight. He gives a low hum of approval as he crosses the room, dropping the bag in his hands on the mattress. The zipper of the bag is loud in the quiet of the room. Eddie feels like he could vibrate out of his skin, just wanting. Buck pulls out a long coil of dark red rope. I know you liked the ties, he says casually, the mattress shifting as he kneels behind Eddie on the bed. But I thought this might be more practical if I'm not tying you to anything, and I've been practicing. His fingers find the knob at the top of Eddie's spine and drift down from there, skating over each vertebra like he's skipping stones. When he reaches the middle of Eddie's back, he pauses and takes Eddie's wrists, kissing each one before he presses them together. The tenderness makes him want to shatter. All the little soft touches, the quiet reassurances. Like Buck is saying with every caress, you can trust me. You can love me. I won't let you crash. And Eddie knows. He knows this is relatively new territory for Buck as well. That it isn't as easy as he makes it seem. And he's just so damn grateful. Do you know how much I love you? He thinks. And he trembles. Okay, Buck asks, as he reaches for the rope. I did bring the ties, if... I trust you, Eddie assures. He gets a series of kisses scattered across his shoulders as Buck works quietly, smooth cords twisting, twining, wrapping around him. Not just his wrists, but his arms. His chest, and the pressure of being caught, held, bound. Oh, it's everything. Eddie sighs as he drops into the feeling he's been chasing. Floating, fizzing, buzzing surrender, and his brain goes quiet. Nothing else exists. Just the room, and the bed, and the ropes, and Buck. Always Buck. Snap your fingers for me, Buck tells him, as he checks over the knots. Eddie does. Good, that's good. Buck kisses him, lazy, unhurried. As if they have all the time in the world. And perhaps they do. If you need me to stop and can't speak, just snap. I'll be listening, Buck clarifies. And it's not like Eddie hasn't been well aware of what he asked for, but something about hearing it in those terms. He feels like he's gone up in flames. His breath hitches as heat licks across his skin with the brush of Buck's fingers across his shoulders. And then Buck is gone, sliding off the bed to strip out of his own clothes. He moves slowly, not necessarily putting on a show, but certainly giving Eddie time to look. Eddie's shoulders straining a little as he unconsciously shifts to touch and can't. Buck. It slips out of him. A harsh rasp. Sandpaper raking across his throat. But Buck stills with his hands on his fly. Yeah? Eddie swallows hard. Can I? His eyes trail over Buck's bare chest, and he wets his lips. Buck hums thoughtfully. Skin only, he says finally. And then he steps in close enough that Eddie can press his open mouth to Buck's chest and scatter kisses over warm planes of muscle. He licks across Buck's tattoo, and Buck's fingers thread into his hair even more firmly than in the supply closet, no longer encumbered by gloves. To think, I didn't even have to ask. You just need it that badly, Buck says, low and teasing but with an edge of dark interest. This angle is all wrong, though. We should fix that. Buck tips his chin up and kisses him, then lifts him off the bed and sets him on the floor, biceps straining in a way that makes a strangled moan catch in Eddie's throat. His knees against hard wood is not particularly comfortable, but he doesn't care when it puts his mouth at the level of Buck's jeans. He sways in and drags his tongue along the edge of Buck's waistband, starts to move lower, over the fabric. Buck's fingers twist roughly in his hair again to stop him, and pull him back. He tisks, and Eddie bites his lip at the gentle censure. Did I say you could have that yet? Eddie's eyes slip shut as he lets that dark tone wash over him like rolling thunder. No. No, Buck repeats. His thumb sweeps over Eddie's lip, freeing it from between his teeth. But, he continues, it's been a long day. And I'm feeling generous, so. He reaches down and unbuttons his fly one-handed, shoving at the fabric until his jeans fall in a puddle around his feet. His boxer briefs are tinted obscenely, and Eddie can't hold back a whine at the sight. What do you say? Buck asks. There's a storm in his eyes, in his voice, in the room. And shockwaves prickle over Eddie's skin, his nerve endings lighting up. He wants to be consumed. Please, Eddie whispers. Please. Since you asked so nicely. Buck tugs on Eddie's hair and draws him forward until Eddie's lips press against his underwear. Eddie shivers and mouths at the outline of Buck's cock, the fabric darkening, dampening from spit and Buck's own fluids. He hums, and Buck twitches against the press of his tongue, and Eddie wants. Buck swears and pulls him back, and in the next moment, Buck's underwear joins his jeans, and Buck's thick, hard cock is in front of his face. Flushed and leaking. Buck's eyes flutter as he squeezes the base, strokes himself once, twice. But then the storm returns, and he fixes Eddie with a look and says, "Open your mouth." And like there's a string connecting his jaw to that thread of authority in Buck's voice, he does. They both moan as Buck feeds Eddie his cock. Eddie gets a moment to slide his tongue over hot, velvety skin, and then he lets his jaw go slack when Buck's fingers twist in his hair again in silent warning.
Good, Buck says quietly. Remember, you don't decide how I give it to you. You can take what I decide to give you, or you can snap your fingers and we can be done. But those are your only choices here. Clear?
He pulls back so Eddie can answer.
Crystal,
he rasps out, and Buck's lips curve up. He slides back into Eddie's mouth, thrusting shallowly at first, but gradually going deeper until he hits Eddie's throat. Eddie chokes, but Buck's firm hand in his hair keeps him from pulling away. All he can do is breathe through his nose until he relaxes into it.
Yeah, like that, Buck breathes. Exactly like that. You're doing so well.
There's spit dripping from Eddie's mouth. His eyes are watering, and he can only imagine the picture he makes. Completely under Buck's control, filthy and undone. His own cock is hard again, heavy between his legs. But he hardly notices when Buck is sliding in and out of his mouth, using him like a toy. His body feels like he stuck his finger in an electrical socket, sparking and hot. His heart pounding like it could beat out of his chest. His jaw aches as Buck thrusts deep again. As he chokes again. Followed by a moan. He can tell Buck's close. His breathing speeds up. His thrusts getting rougher, less controlled. Buck's cock twitches on his tongue, and Eddie shudders, waiting. He whines when Buck pulls out. A string of saliva tying them together until Eddie's tongue sweeps over his lip and breaks it.
I lied, Buck pants harshly. There's one more thing you can decide. Do you want me to come in your mouth or on your face?
Eddie's mind blanks out, like a system overload freezing out a computer.
Oh, God.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Take me. Mark me. Unmake me. Claim me.
He sucks in a breath when he gets lightheaded.
You know, he manages.
Buck's hand strokes over his cock, smearing the beaded liquid at the head.
Maybe, he admits, but I think I want to hear you say it.
Fuck. Eddie closes his eyes.
On me.
It's barely a whisper, and even so he flushes hot, a mix of lust and shame. Buck's fingers leave his hair. The sudden absence of pressure makes him feel like a puppet with his strings cut. He can barely keep himself up. But then, Buck's fingers are gentle under his chin and...
Hey. Look at me.
His hand drifts up to cup Eddie's cheek, and Eddie tips into the touch like a cat, his eyes opening just enough to look up.
You never have to feel ashamed of anything you want, Buck says. Not with me. Not ever. So, ask me again. Like you mean it.
Eddie turns his head more, flicks his tongue out to tease at the skin between Buck's thumb and forefinger, feeling no small amount of vindication when Buck's breath catches. He swallows hard and opens his eyes fully.
make a mess of me, he says firmly. Buck's eyes flash. With pleasure. Buck strokes himself with fast, rough pulls, and Eddie watches him with hot eyes, aching, wanting, needing, until his breath leaves him in one heavy gust as the first hot splash hits his lips and chin, dripping down to his throat, marking him, staining him. The surge of heat that rocks him is almost enough to make him come himself, although he knows he won't. Knows he can't without something more. Buck swears fiercely, breathlessly.
Christ, do you have any idea how you look?
He drops to his knees as soon as he finishes and yanks Eddie in for a kiss. Eddie moans and presses as close as he can get without leverage. He feels like he's been turned inside out, like Buck has reached inside of him and written his name across his ribs, his lungs, his cells. But he isn't afraid of that. He wants to belong, wants to be claimed, wants to fit, wants. Buck's hand slides between them and wraps around him, making Eddie jerk with the shock of sudden pleasure. He drops his forehead to Buck's shoulder as Buck's other arm wraps around him to hold him tight. And he lets himself fall apart, shaking and shivering and spilling over Buck's fingers.
Holy fuck,
Buck breathes, several long moments later when Eddie stills and sags in his arms. Eddie huffs one laugh, then another. Then he's shaking all over again from silent, breathless laughter. Buck joins him, the two of them on the floor, covered in sweat and spit and cum. Utterly filthy. And it's entirely absurd, but
I love you, Eddie says in between bouts.
And Buck's answering grin is more brilliant than the sun.
I love you too.
They kiss once, twice, three times. Buck groans and pulls back before they can get too distracted.
Hold on, let me untie you.
Later, after they've cleaned up each other and the room, and Eddie is pleasantly floaty stretched out in bed in Buck's arms, he turns his head to kiss Buck's throat. Buck hums, but he doesn't open his eyes, just blindly curls his fingers into Eddie's hair and pulls him up for a lazy kiss.
So, Buck sighs when the kiss breaks. That was okay?
Eddie nips at his lip in response to the faint edge of doubt and insecurity he hears in Buck's voice.
It was perfect. He promises. You're perfect.
Buck's lips curve up slowly.
Good.
He laughs.
We probably shouldn't at work, though.
Eddie's shoulders shake as he muffles his own laughter into Buck's neck.
I'll warn you next time.
Next time. Because he can have a next time.
He can have everything.
End part 2.